Brass tacks, good morning, and enjoying the banks. That's a free ad. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Happy New Year, my darling. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, too. I was watching a picture with you, which is people. I was surprised to hear that one of them said that they have a horse in the I feel that even the infectious now advertising the richest person in the movies has a horse and that is a car to talk to you about cheating. The last time I know I began to discuss it with me, I'd like to offer my sympathy to four family. We don't know that one of them. I honestly persons as the with the family. I like to offer also to my sympathy to see by the Roy family also. I like to say to Mr. Jamaican, congratulations for you have the most wonderful day. And also, I like to say to my people overseas that is listening, all of them, if I is Germany, I don't Happy New Year to all. This is one I don't know if you know, because you into music. We're like the famous Pete and his can't call the
opera.
Yeah, he was here a couple of years at the St. Michael's Cathedral. He just received the Queen Award.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that Hamilton. I didn't hear anything about him.
Marshall, yeah.
Marshall, he's telling to me that okay. I am very excited about that. So I guess I'll go hear it. My last point also. Last time I listened to the Prime Minister, it was very educational and learning. And one of the things that the Prime Minister said, which my brain all is, my brain don't stop. I guess she is like me. I like her because we don't do so much.
Okay.
My brain don't stop. One of the things is that the Prime Minister always said that stick with me all tonight. And again, to tell you why I asked this question, the Prime Minister said, if she gets it, she knows she is going to house and punk. I want to know if any disabled person gets it, where are we going? And the reason I am asking you this question, which you know, I heard the public. The disabled will understand any disaster, anything that is happening, which throughout the world you never hear is a hazard of fear. You never hear how much disabled person lost their life, how much disabled person, anything. We don't be welcome in the people. You can't tell how much women, how much men.
Yeah.
So that is why I am asking this question. If there is a place for us and kids, which you know, you can catch anything, probably is the same human being. as we will welcome any other facilities, as we will be treated like any other patients, if we will not be left alone, just like in America, where they left those mentally challenged in a home, and they'll find them today. So these are questions that I ask. What if we will welcome any of the societies? If you call right now, I am afraid to get sick. You don't have to go to the hospital. You don't know how you would be treated. Because I know that I don't care what people say. They see the same other liability. So why save my life when you have an able body that is contributing and she is just a liability to society? Don't care what you do. So this is a touching question, and these are things that I think about, because I am not ashamed of my disability. I'm not ashamed to speak out. And this is just, I don't know what you would think about that question.
Well, let me say this to you from the very special place that we share. Say this to you. When I hear the comments of people on the radio and the written comments saying, well, when we get the vaccination and the vaccine coming in March, and some people saying, I'm not going to take it, there are people like me, like you, who can't perhaps take vaccines because our immune systems are so either suppressed by medication, have to be suppressed by medication, or have other challenges that we can't do. We can't rush for these things and say, you know, well, we in a place where we should get it first, because we don't know how it will react to us. I have not heard whether they've tested it, the new vaccines, on people who have types of ailments that are not common. How does it affect people with lupus? How does it affect people with multiple sclerosis? How does it affect people with myasthenia gravis? How does it affect this, that? We have people in Barbados with non-communicable diseases who take a plethora of cocktails. And therefore, you would have to find out if there is any interaction between the medications you take and any vaccines. Even things like cough syrup, you have to check. You can't use any of them. You know, and therefore, the treatment of people who have conditions that are not common, you are quite right. They're treated as dispensable. There are people who said on air, you know, them old people are dead.
Yeah.
And it is painful, but it is a fact that's the reaction of some people.
Again, it's that you made a point that I didn't think of. You also my band.
Correct.
I know people think I'm the old one, but my voice, I am so young. But listen, I never hear in the world yet that any of these injection or cocktails or whatever was charged by any disabled person.
Mm-hmm.
I hear when they say to give from this age up to this age.
Correct, yeah.
I never hear them say, give it to the disabled. You see, I think that discussion was so because you know, Mr. Van Ronda, I would love to see a discussion in the world because everything that affects disabled in bodies affects disabled in the world.
Yeah.
And so then we see that we just only the person. I would love to see a discussion about disabilities like that.
Yeah.
That people is not afraid to see people. I mean, from the able and from the disabled
community. Yeah.
You know, to change the outlook of persons with disability, and which you say, if you have a severe disabled person with like a baby then, and you have a choice to give to the injection to a able and a disabled, who you a severe disabled person, who you will choose, you will choose the one that you think that can contribute, and you see them in things so that they can do it. And this is the thing. So when I hear the Prime Minister say she knows where she is going, I can't say I know where I am going. I can't say I know if my life will be safe. I can't say if I've got one ventilator, if I will get that ventilator. Yeah. You know, so my head is... My head all this morning, I just come up with things from my head. So these are the questions that I would like to put forward. Because I know persons that ain't went nowhere, no lost call, nothing, and then get called for testing, and then they fight them. So if it can happen to them, England, nowhere, England, down West Coast, England to the bus call, get calling. What about the disabled that don't go nowhere at all with you fighting? Disabled is fighting, even the traveler, because it's fighting how they will treat them in quarantine.
Yeah.
You know, that's why. Thank you for listening.
Thank you as well, Roz, for sharing. Please, and I hope you get some peace of mind. I know it's difficult. I know that I, for one, will not have a vaccine because on a daily basis, I have to take 150 milligrams of immunosuppressants. So I have no immune system. I have to suppress my immune system, disconnect it to live. So there's no way that there's going to be any boosting of an immune system that I'm supposed to not have. And that's why I made the comment about how we react to the various messages that are transmitted in the public domain. The fear that most people have of contracting things and dying because of it is, you know, something that just... Some people will not think about it from the angle you're thinking about it. They may find that you're overreacting or that you're thinking too much about it until they're in the position where they have to face it on a daily basis. Again, it's part of our human failing. I am always strengthened by your courage and your strength, and it shines through even when you have the greatest difficulty in communicating, because I know that's when the passion is at its highest. Take care, Roz. Do, please. Brastax, good morning.
Mr. Johnson.
Sir.
Good morning to you.
And to you too, sir.
And a pleasant January.
I thank you, sir, and I hope it is good for you too.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, I'm glad that this morning that you are the moderator based on the subject matters that I want to discuss. First, I want to extend a condolence to the family of Vincent Simmons. I'm sure you're familiar with Vincent.
Yes. Yeah, I am.
Who managed our House of Soca.
House of Soca, yeah.
And several of the Calypsonians for several years.
Yeah.
And Vincent has served the entertainment industry for many, many years. And I want to take this opportunity to extend condolences to his family.
Let me join you in that, sir. Mr. Johnson, the matters I'm going to
discuss with you are entertainment related. That's why we're on that word first. But I want to ask some questions which I know you may not be able to answer at this beginning. That is, the Barbados government still sponsor or subsidize aircraft coming to this country since COVID started, or has it been stopped? I know that the government just sponsors certain airlines.
Not sponsored. They pay a subsistence to keep certain airlines in the air. There's a, I don't know what you call it, monetary support, I think, is perhaps the best term to use for it. Subsidize. Subsidize. Yeah.
My question is if this is still being done. And based on a conversation I heard, a lady who operates a guest house yesterday, as far as the quarantine is concerned,
the villa manager,
who is responsible for the security, the external security of the property, whether it would be government, whether it would be the hotel itself, because there seemed to be a complication as far as the security personnel is concerned for the quarantine, people who are placed under quarantine, various establishments across Barbados.
Why would it be?
Well, it appeared that one of the issues of concern is that the security falls down. The security is not up to standards in relation to monitoring the red bands or green bands as far as the external hotel is concerned.
Here's what I find odd, and I raised it, and I find it odd. If you have a security team working at a villa, private residence, hotel, they are there to keep your guests secure, your property secure. So they would stop me from entering, they would stop you from entering, they would stop unauthorized persons from entering. They would ask us, where are we going? Why are we going there? Is someone going to meet us? Please wait while we check, so on. It's security. Now, if you have somebody who wants to come out and they're wearing a red band, okay. So if you physically restrain them, they can sue you, okay? If you grab them and tell them they can't go, you may get into a tussle and you get arrested.
That's right.
But you are the security of the property. So you pick up the phone, you alert the police, you call somebody, Mr. John Stout of XYZ, room 356, driving car number 8YYY, wearing a red band, is exiting the property when he should not be doing so. I have told him he's not allowed to leave. He is resisted. I cannot restrain him because I can lose my little pick and I got to feed my family and the children and things going to be crying. So please, sir, for us to shrug our shoulders and say, well, it ain't my job. I can't stop the man. The hotel paying me, he paying my bill, or he slipped me a 20 euro. So I got to close my eye. And then you go home and your wife's sick. Your children sick, you in Harrison Point on a respirator. Tell me what the 20 euro doing for you.
Nothing.
Nothing. And the man going down the road and the bar that you is go by to get you putting his house shut down because he went there for a beer or a red juicy or something. Sir, I don't understand what we don't get about this. I don't get it. I do not get it. I see people saying lock up the lady from England. The lady says she's been coming here for 20 years. She's now 25. So she's coming here from 5. Okay. So tell her. Sponsor 10 school children for a year. Pay for a piece of equipment at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital that we need.
That's right.
Buy a bus for the school for the deaf and the blind or something.
Point taken.
You understand?
Okay.
Spend some money with us because you've been coming for 20 years and you break with rules, you like we like you too, right? So every time you come for the next 20 years, you can come and see the wing in the hospital, you can come and see the bus being maintained, and you come and see a name on a plaque. You understand? I don't understand why we don't get it. It ain't that difficult to get. I don't expect a security guard to look at a 6'6" basketball player and want to skinny out.
What I probably suggest at this point, since most of the guest houses or hotels are open for them, that instruction should be given to the guests that should they want to exit the facilities, that the exit and entrance is one way, front desk. And you laugh when I say that.
I work in the hotel industry, that's why I laugh, yeah. Sir.
I use that because I know that you see the comical aspect.
Of course
it.
I do.
Right?
I see plenty comical aspects of it. I see a report in the newspaper that two people bring in a Jamaican woman for a threesome. How'd she get past security? Oh, you didn't have security at our property? Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
20 euro.
The matter I want to raise it is I know you are deeply involved. And you're well trusted in this area. I'm talking about the back page of yesterday's paper,
mm-hmm.
Where the attorney and the two promoters seem to at least be supportive of the organizers of the bus crawl.
Mm-hmm.
No, you and I know that the monitoring unit dropped the guard as far as the sales tax is concerned of the event. I am of the opinion, and I know you're of the opinion, Mr. Johnson, that all events in Barbados, as long as there's a ticket sale, must be authorized by the Revenue Department,
mm-hmm.
and should not be advertised before it is authorized. You and I know that all promoters must be registered with the Revenue Department as well. And this was an act that was put in place in the David Thompson's time, where all those individual workers, including promoters, various things, must register. I am at loss to think that the promoter has to be blamed now. When in truth and fact, these things could have been put in place and already in place for the holding of the events in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
That is that. The person wants to have a boom boom enterprises. That most likely will be registered with the Inland with the Revenue Department.
Mm-hmm.
The possibility of an advance sales ticket would be at least undertaken by the Revenue Department. My concern here is that this is a way that the monitoring unit
mm-hmm.
could monitor several of the events and be able to put in place what I consider to be the sterilization or whatever is necessary. But to come to tell me that you're likely to charge the promoter for not having the authorization, then the authorization has been put in place long ago by a former prime minister of this country, that you must register in order to have an event. And in this particular case, I'm of the opinion that if it was registered and the tickets for the crawl was sold, and obviously I believe that is a 6-week span of selling tickets. That is not 2 days selling tickets.
Sir, you're missing a vital point in all this, you know.
Tell me, because I want to make sure that...
Who are these promoters?
The promoters said... The
who are these promoters that you're saying should be registered? Who are they?
The promoters are on... Well, the fact of the matter, there's a... No, you're laughing.
Sir, no, I am laughing because this is quintessential Bajan. When ZR vans and minibuses break the rules, people go on social media, they go on radio, and they go, you know who owned the buses? Who owned the buses? That's why they're doing this. You need to know who owned the buses. So you look at the buses and you see XYZ Corporation, Ramden, Jamden and Company. And I'm asking you who those persons are. So if you have promoters who are not registered promoters, but are members of various disciplines that are supposed to be in charge of protocols and ensuring there is no contamination. The old question raised by a Calypsonian, written by Winston Joker Devine, since you like to talk entertainment, who is to guard the guards, is the question I will ask.
That's why I'm discussing this.
You ain't discussing it with me. I said, don't get chuckling. I know you think it.
Yeah. No,
because we like to talk in circles.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
When you look at the very bus company, It's obvious that the bus company would have been registered or should have been registered as a licensed place of entertainment,
mm-hmm.
even though it's mobile. The whole fact of the matter is that people have to stop blaming people for things that they are responsible for. And I'm saying this morning that if it was taken in the order that it should have been taken, then there would be no bus crawl. Nobody would be talking about this body's recharge and the next body's recharge. Because when you walk into the revenue department to register, you have to have your tickets to be stamped. They will have an idea of what you're doing, and they will at least be able to consult with the monitoring unit. Besides that, you have a situation that if the place is not, I'm saying that we drop all guards and then turn around to blame people for your own mistakes. So my argument this morning is that, yes, there has been a bus crawl. My argument this morning, or my debate this morning, is as far as the bus crawl is concerned, why was it permission sought? And if permission was sought, why was it still allowed? And who allowed it then?
Sir, you know, and that's why you talk about talking in circles. And let me say it straight, okay? So that we don't go meandering all over the gap and get lost. The minister of, I don't want to miscall the minister, during one of the press conferences held over a period of time when changes were made to various protocols, it was said, no license will be granted for XYZ. Those that have been given in the past will be allowed. I think it was the Attorney General who was speaking at the time. I speak under correction. It was not the AG. I am willing to apologize to the good gentleman. But one of the ministers, speaking during one of the press conferences, said there'll be no further this, but those that have already been licensed and so on and so on and so on. So permission may have been given back in October or September, or whenever the advertising started for a bus crawl. If at the time, on Boxing Day, there was nothing that said no bus crawls will run from December 24th, or that those who already given permission, for example, Crossfire FET, I remember seeing a note saying the permission was given for Crossfire FET before, and the event would now have X number of people, and so on, and so on. I don't know if it went off or not, but I saw a note to that. So promoters were given notice that restrictions will go in place from that date, that those who were granted permission before that date had permission to do so and so, numbers were so and so, etc. Here's the problem. If you have a situation where permission was given for 150 people to go to an event, and from canoodling, twisting arms, wherever, you get away with 200. You get away with 250. Because somebody turned a blind eye, somebody winked, somebody said, well, all right, it's okay. You pay the people already and so on and so on. To turn around at this point and start asking who did and who didn't and who fell down and who slipped and who behind exposed, it make no difference. It was said, those who have permission before a certain date, you could go ahead and do so and so and so within these restrictions. Some people said in the press and other places, we canceling. We done with that. We ain't looking forward to doing nothing because of these restrictions. Some went ahead. Sir, we have got to get away from this. I don't know what to call it. This postmortem. You only do a postmortem when people are dead. You do not do postmortem on live people. So this postmortem that we keep trying to stop what happened before, rather than blocking it from happening again, is not helping us. Right? So if we have anything planned for the 23rd of January, or for Errol Barrow Day, or for Valentine's Day, now is the time to start putting things in place to ensure that A, you could still have it, B, the numbers you have are safe, and you do not know what the situation will be come March 2nd, January 21st, or February 14th. We do not know. So don't have advance ticket. Don't have special, you know, new layaway plan if you don't know what is going to happen. Sir, it's too late. The horse already galloped around the garrison four times, and now they're trying to stop it. And he can drop down dead from exhaustion very soon. Thanks for your contribution. This is the Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Someone tells me it was the AG. I thought it was. I just want to be absolutely sure. I don't like calling the wrong name at the wrong time. You're getting in trouble for that.